It's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm standing outside the Safeway in Mililani. Dozens of shoppers filter in and out of the parking lot, including at least one who checks labels very closely.
Hi, my name is Diane Parker. I live in Haleiwa. I'm a bookkeeper out in the North Shore.
With a shopping list in hand, Diane grabs a cart and sets off to pick up her weekly groceries.
You know, I look at labels for a lot of reasons. I'm a vegetarian, so I want to make sure that the products that I get to replace meats would have enough protein in them. I'm always on a diet, so I'm always looking at calories and fats and carbohydrates.
For the past 7 years, she's also been looking out for GMOs, genetically modified organisms. She's making a concerted effort to cut them out of her diet.
Basically, if I buy something that's organic, I'm pretty much guaranteed it's a non-GMO. But there are a lot of items that may not be labeled that way. I used to bring a lot of different things with me to look through to see what they considered would be GMO.
She takes out a stack of papers and non-GMO shopping pamphlets. She says she's pretty familiar with the brands she considers GMO-free, but she wanted to show me the amount of research it takes for a consumer to know her options when labeling is not a guarantee. We head over to the tofu section, a soy product that Diane uses in most of her home cooking. According to a recent report from the USDA, 93% of all soy grown in the U.S. is genetically engineered.
And for tofu, which I always eat, the house foods is non-GMO, and they're actually less expensive than the others. So this is the tofu I get. But I've had to do a lot of research on these things to know this.
On the corner of the tofu, next to the nutritional label, is a small butterfly logo. That's the seal of the Non-GMO Project. Started in 2007, the nonprofit grants manufacturers the right to use its seal if product tests show they contain no more than 0.9% GMO ingredients. Courtney Pinot is the acting executive director of the Non-GMO Project. Last year, sales of products certified as non-GMO reached $5 billion.
And what we've seen over the past year and a half is the amount of product verification inquiries quadruple. So we've gone from basically about 80 product verification inquiries a month, and now we receive around 80 or 90 a week.
The testament to the demand for non-GMO products is in the fact that the seal, the non-GMO project verified seal, it's growing at 25 to 30% a year.
That's Steve Hoffman. He's a partner at Compass Marketing, which specializes in natural and organic foods.
And according to Whole Foods Market, sales of products bearing that non-GMO project verified seal are growing at 15 to 30% per year.
Whole Foods now sells more than 6,000 products sourced as non-GMO. Other businesses that have taken a stance include Ben & Jerry's, Chipotle, and Safeway, which recently announced it will not carry GMO salmon. Still, according to the Center for Food Safety, as much as 75% of processed foods use genetically engineered products like soy, corn, and sugar beets. Even at Down to Earth, one of Hawaii's leading natural food markets, the store is not entirely GMO-free. CEO Mark Ferguson walks me through the center aisles at its Kailua location on Oahu.
We're in the chip aisle.
So this is a single ingredient product. It's got soybean oil. So you got the corn and the soybean oil and the soy sauce. So all of those would be suspect ingredients. Okay, and they're not making any claims. So if people aren't making claims, it's almost like you have to assume it is GMO.
As with Whole Foods, Down to Earth will require food labeling on all products containing genetically modified ingredients by 2018.
We're really responding to the consumer demand. We also, as a company, you know, believe that consumers do have the right to know, and GMOs should be labeled.
And to consumers like Diane Parker, something as small as a label could make a huge difference.
It makes sense. You know, it's going to save me a whole lot of time when I go grocery shopping. I don't have to do my research before I get to the grocery store. It's like everything else that I want to know about my food is going to be on the label.
So far, efforts to force GMO labeling have failed, but General Mills has announced that Cheerios will now be GMO-free, making that a label less about politics and more about dollars and cents. Molly Solomon for HPR News.